麦昆特之音服务员，您听，今天是2019年5月26日，星期日，我们荣幸的邀请到了 Krishna Baladev， 敬爱的阿叔为我们讲解圣典博加瓦坛，就请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So today we are reading from second canto, chapter 7, scheduled incarnations with specific functions. Today, beginning with text 1 and 2.
今天我们继续来朗读圣典博加瓦坛第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。今天是世界一和二。
Okay, Brahmo Vacha.
Brahmo Vacha.
Yatrodhyata
Yatrodhyata
Kshititala
Kshititala
Udaranaya
Udaranaya
Bibrat
Bibrat
Yatrodhyata Kshititalo Udaranaya Bibrat
Yatrodhyata Kshititalo Udaranaya Bibrat
Krodim
Krodim
Tanum
Tanum
Sakala
Sakala
Yagyamahim
Yagyamahim Mahim
Ananta
Ananta
Krodim Tanum Sakala Yagyamahim Ananta
Krodim Tanum Sakala Yagyamahim Ananta
Antar
Antar
Maha Arnave
Maha Arnava
Upagatam
Upagatam
Adidaitam
Adidaitam
Antar Maha Arnava Upagatam Adidaitam
Antar Maha Arnava UpagatamTam Aditaityam
Tam
Tam
Damstraya
Damstraya
Adrim
Adrim
Iva
Iva
Vajradhara
Vajradhara
Dadara
Dadara
Tam Damstraya Adrim Iva Vajradharo Dadara
TamDamstraya Jim Eva Vajra Daro Dara Dara Something.
Yeah. Brahma Vacha
Brahma Vacha
Yatro Yatakshiti Talo Dara Nanaya Vibrat
Yatro Yatakshiti Talo Dara Nanaya Vibrat
Kraudim tanum sakala yagya mahim ananta
Kraudim tanum sakala yagya mahim ananta
Antar maharnava upagatam aditetyam
Antar maharnava upagatam aditetyam
Tam Damstraya Drim Iva Vajradharo Dadara
Tam Damstraya Drim Iva Vajradharo Dadara
Okay, word for word.
字对字
Brahma Uvacha
Brahma Uvacha Brahma 说
Yatra
Yatra 在那时
Udyata
企图
Kshititala
地球
Udaranaya
为了托起
Bibrat
呈现
Praudim
娱乐活动
Tanum
形象
Sakala
全部
Jagyamahim
无所不包的祭祀
Ananta
无限者
Antar
在宇宙之内
Mahaharnave
庞大的 Garba 之羊
Upagatam
抵达后
Adi
第一个
Deityam
恶魔
Tam
他
Damstraya
以獠牙
Adrim
飞翔的山脉
Iva
像
Vajradhara
雷电的控制者
Dadara
刺穿
Okay, translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由圣恩施拉帕帕提供译文主 Brahma 说无比强大的至尊主化身为雄猪从事娱乐活动是为了托起淹没在宇宙内 Garbhodaka 汪洋中的地球那时第一个恶魔 Hiranyaksha 出现了至尊主用他的獠牙刺穿了恶魔要旨从创造一开始恶魔和半神人 Vaishnava 就一直是支配宇宙中各星球的两类生物体在这个宇宙中 Brahma 是第一位半神人而 Hiranyaksha 是第一个恶魔只有在一定的条件下星球才会像无重量的球体一样在空中漂浮这些条件一旦被破坏星球就有可能坠入 Garbhodaka 之阳整个宇宙的空间有一半由运氮之阳占据另一半由无数星系存在其中的球状穹庐星球之所以能以无重量状态漂浮在空中是星球内部的特殊构造使然为了开采石油而用现代化的钻探技术在地球上钻孔是现代恶魔对地球的一种破坏行为结果会严重打破地球处在漂浮状态的条件类似的破坏在很久以前也由以体人 Yaksha 大量挖掘黄金者为首的恶魔制造过它使地球失去了无重量状态坠入运氮之阳为此至尊主作为整个物质世界创造者的维系者以有着猪鼻子的巨大形猪形象出现把地球从运氮之阳的水中捞起 Vaishnava 伟大诗人圣扎德·古斯瓦米吟诵以下诗句啊 Keshava化身为雄猪形象的至尊主主啊地球躺在您的獠牙上看上去恰似雕刻着许多斑点的月亮这就是至尊主化身的真相至尊主的化身并非是由富于幻想的人虚构出来的至尊主的化身通常会在某些极为特殊的情况下出现例如上述状况而化身执行的任务也绝非人类的小脑瓜所能想象现代许多廉价化身的制造者也许可以注意一下至尊神的真正化身例如巨大的雄猪长着适合托起地球的猪鼻当至尊主出现要托起地球时恶魔 Hiranyaksha 企图在至尊主有条不紊地做事时制造麻烦结果被至尊主用獠牙刺死按照圣七位勾萨米说法恶魔 Hiranyaksha是被至尊主用手杀死的 Jiva 说至尊主用手杀死恶魔后再用獠牙刺穿他圣维什瓦纳查克瓦迪塔库证实了 Jiva Goswami 的这种说法译文主 Brahma 说无比强大的至尊主化身为雄猪从事娱乐活动是为了托起淹没在宇宙内 Garbhodaka 汪洋中的地球那时第一个恶魔 Hiranyaksha 出现了至尊主用他的獠牙刺穿了恶魔
OK I read this and the next verse Shato Ruchera Janayat Suyaman Suyagya Akuti Suno Ramaram Ata Dakshinayam Loka Trayasya Mahatim Haradyad Artim Svayambhuvena Manuna Haririti Anukta Translation and Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨是由圣恩施拉帕帕提供 译文：首先，生物体的祖先帕扎帕提跟妻子阿库提生了苏亚比亚，接着苏亚比亚跟他的妻子达克西娜一起生了以苏亚玛为首的半神人们。苏亚比亚作为 Indradev 减轻了上中下三个星系的巨大痛苦，因为在极大程度上减轻了宇宙的不幸，后来被人类的伟大祖先斯瓦扬波波瓦玛努称为 Hari 药者。为了提防想象力丰富但智力欠佳的人杜撰所谓的神之化身，权威启示经典中都会提到神的真正化身的父亲的名字。因此如果有人杜撰出一个神的化身，而我们发现经典里并没有记载他父亲的名字和后来他出现的村庄或地方的名字，那我们就不能接受他是神的化身。不加范往事书中记载了神的卡尔提化身的名字以及他父亲和他将显现的村庄的名字，并说他将在差不多40万年之后显现。因此头脑清醒的人绝不会在不依据权威经典的情况下随便接受任何一个廉价的化身。译文：首先，生物体的祖先帕扎帕提跟妻子阿库提生了苏亚迪亚，接着苏亚迪亚与妻子达克西纳生了以苏亚玛为首的半神人们。苏亚迪亚作为 Indradev 减轻了上中下三个星系中的巨大痛苦，而他因为在极大程度上减轻了宇宙的不幸，所以后来被人类的伟大祖先斯瓦扬波瓦玛努称为 Hari。
Om Agnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashatade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakaupataru Vyarcha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in this chapter, Lord Brahma is going to describe some of the incarnations of the Lord that appear on schedule.
在这一章当中，主婆罗诃摩将要讲述其中一些主定期的化身而降临的一些化身的逍遥时光。
So anytime there is a disturbance created by demons within the universe, the Lord may appear.
任何时候，如果在宇宙之中，任何恶魔制造骚乱的时候，主就会降临。
If the demon is very powerful and the demigods cannot deal with him, then the Lord himself comes because he is the maintainer of the universes, he is the maintainer of the whole creation.
如果半神，如果恶魔过于强大，半神对付不了恶魔的时候，至尊主作为这个宇宙的维系者，这个创造维系者会降临。
So the Lord deals with the demons, either kills them or chastise them, punish them, and make sure that there will not be any more disturbance in a smooth ruling of the universe.
这时候呢，当至尊主化身降临的时候，他或者是杀死恶魔，或者是惩罚恶魔，以便恶魔不再给这个宇宙制造骚乱，好让这个宇宙的统治正常的进行。
Because even though the material world is not our original abode, is not our real place, the Lord wants the that the living entities within this material world live peacefully.
因为虽然这个物质世界并非我们原初的家园、真正的居所，但是这个至尊主希望就是居住在物质世界的人们能够平和的生活。
The Lord is the Father of all living entities, so he is very much concerned about their well-being.
至尊主作为众生的父亲，非常关心众生的福祉。
It's like a father. If the child is creating a disturbance, the father may create a space on the side of the house or outside.And you put the child there to play with like sometimes you can see the mother is cooking and the child is disturbing the mother. So the mother gets some toys imitating kitchen and pots and everything and puts in a corner. So, okay, you play there. So the child will play there peacefully, will not disturb the mother.
这就好像一个父亲，他的孩子如果在那里给在厨房做饭的母亲捣乱的话，父亲就会给孩子腾出一个专门的空间，或者让孩子到屋外去玩耍，好让妈妈能够在那里正常的在那里做饭。父亲会给孩子一些玩具，这样呢，让孩子就不会打扰妈妈。
So the Lord also, because we wanted to be independent.To exist independent from the Lord, this is not possible. So the Lord has to create a situation where we feel we can be independent.
因为我们有独立，我们想独立于主而存在着，单独有自己的生活，但这是不可能的。所以呢，主就为我们有独立倾向的这些人创造了一个特殊的境况。
So the material world is a replacement, is a situation that is given to the rebellious souls to pretend that they can be independent.
So this material world is a replacement, is a situation that is given to the rebellious souls to pretend that they can be independent. So this material world is a replacement, is a situation that
is given to the rebellious souls to pretend that they can be independent.Have our real existence, our spiritual existence, where everything is temporary in this material world, but still the Lord wants the material existence to be as smooth as possible.
虽然这个物质世界并非我们真正的生活的家园，而是一个短暂的地方，仍然至尊主希望物质世界的这些秩序能够井然有序的进行。
So anytime there is some disturbance in the universe, some demon start disturbing the situation in the universe, then the Lord comes and deals with that.
当宇宙之中有任何骚乱的时候，主就会来亲自降临，来对付这些恶魔。
At the same time, he protects his devotees and reestablish order.Establish order in the material universe.
主同时呢，他保护了奉献者，同时重新建立了宇宙的秩序。
So that's what the Lord does every time he comes to the material world in the incarnation.
每一次主以化身降临到物质世界的时候，他就执行了这些使命。
And by performing these activities.Killing the demons, protecting the devotees, the Lord actually performs very, very beautiful pastimes.
当主上演这些逍遥时光来杀死恶魔、保护奉献者的时候，这些逍遥时光都是非常优美的。
Actually, the main reason why the Lord comes is to satisfy his devotees who have been hankering to have the personal association of the Lord.
实际上至尊主降临的主要原因是满足那些渴求着跟主联谊的奉献者的愿望。
So if this demon because of this demon, Hiranyaksha, the Lord came in a very, very special form.
那么对，为了对付 Hiranyaksha 这个恶魔，主以一种特殊的形象化身而来。
The Lord came in a very, very beautiful form, even though it was a form that looked like an animal, looked like a boar.
虽然他的化身看上去就像 一头动物，一头雄猪的样子，但是至尊主的形体是美，非常美丽的。
A boar is a wild pig.
一个雄猪它是野猪。
It's not beautiful.
野猪并没有什么美丽可言。
It's not a very attractive animal.
野猪并不是什么吸引人的动物。
But when the Lord appears in his form, he is very attractive.
可是当至尊主以这雄猪的形象化身的时候，是非常俊美的。
The Lord is the origin of all different forms that exist in this world.
在这个世界上存在的各种生命形体，至尊主是他们原初的模型。
The Lord is the origin of everything.
他是万事万物的根源。
So he is also the original boar.
他也是原第一头野猪。
So he appeared in this form of a boar, but he was extremely attractive.
虽然他是化身了一头雄猪，但是是非常俊美的。
The color of his hair on his body were very beautiful, very bluish.
他的身上的毛发是俊美的那种蓝色。
Some other millenniums, it appears in a reddish color. In other millennium. Millennium appears in reddish color.
在其他的年代，它有的时候是以红色、微红色的肤色降临。
So either reddish or bluish, it looks very shining, very beautiful, very attractive.
无论是红色、微红色的还是蓝色的，它的形象是金光灿灿的，非常吸引人。
And the hooves, you know, the feet, the hooves and the tusks coming from his mouth, they are golden, very shining golden.
而他的猪蹄以及他的獠牙是闪闪发着金光的。
And very beautiful, beautiful lotus eyes.
还有莲花脸。
So he said when the demigods approached Lord Brahma to explain about the catastrophic situation created by Hiranyaksha, Lord Brahma starts thinking how could he beg the Lord to help to rescue this planet.
当半神人们来到婆罗门跟前，向他陈述恶魔提丹尼亚给地球给这个宇宙造成的骚乱的时候，主婆罗诃摩开始沉思该如何解决这种境况。
Yeah, because of the activities of Hiranyaksha, the planet had fallen in the Garbhodaka ocean.
正是由于这个恶魔 Hiranyaksha 的行径，地球掉到了 Garbhodaka 之洋，印旦之洋。
Because Hiranyaksha was exploiting the gold that is all over the universe, all over the planet, and he was concentrating this gold in one place where he was his the capital of his empire.
恶魔 Hiranyaksha 他在全宇宙上下到处搜集大量的黄金，把黄金都储存在他自己的首都。
So all the gold from all over the planet, he was harvesting, collecting all this gold, mining all this gold, and bringing to his city.
恶魔提人亚克沙就在宇宙上下到处开采挖掘黄金，把它们储藏在自己的居所。
So because of taking gold from all over and concentrating in one place, He created unbalance in this planet, and the planet fell into the Garbhodaka, lost its balance and fell into the Garbhodaka ocean.
正是由于他这种过度开采以及把黄金拿走的行为，使得地球失去了它的平衡，掉到了遇难之洋。
The resources in this planet should be used only locally. The people who live in a particular area, he has the right to use the resources for his good living, but not to exploit the resources to bring to concentrate in another place far away.
当地的资源只能由当地的人来开采利用，而不能由从远方远处的人们生物不能到一个特定的地方把当地的副产给拿走。
Does Srila Prabhupada mentions about exploiting the oil, sucking the oil from different places in the planet and concentrated in different particular areas like Europe, America, you know, that great concentration of oil that they took from other places. So they are exploiting too much the resources, the petrol resources from the earth.
圣帕帕德就讲到现在当代人们他们为了开采就是石油，他们会把当地的石油过度开采，而且运到了欧洲、美洲这样的地方，把它们储存起来。
So by taking the petrol, that most of the petrol come from Arab countries in the Middle East and North Africa, by taking the petrol from these places and bring to other places, they are creating unbalance in the planet.
当代人们他们把中东欧阿拉伯国家以及北非的石油开采出来，运到世界其他的国家，就给地球打破了地球的平衡。
So because the Earth is moving away from its normal axis, from its normal position, that's why you have problems with global warming.
正是由于把一个地区的石油过度的开采拿走，造成了地球变暖。
So they are giving all kinds of reasons because of pollution here, the pollution there, and this and that. But actually, their main reason is because the petrol is being taken from one place, bring to other places, and is creating an unbalance in the planet. So planet is tilting.
他们给出的解释是说，是由于汽车尾气、大气污染造成的全球变暖。但事实上呢，是由于这个石油被开采出来，拿到了另外一个本不该它待的地方，所以呢，使地球的这个轴，地球的这个角度偏移了，它已经偏离了它的，有点倾斜。
So because the planet is moving out of its original position, so then creates catastrophes, like winter can be very cold or summer can be extremely hot.
由于地球它不在它在它原来的轨道上运行的这样的一个正确的轨道，它有一点偏移，所以就造成了有的地方冬天极度的严寒，而有的地方呢夏天是极度的酷暑。
Each planet is situated within the universe, and all planets are floating always in the same position. They according to how it was done from the beginning of the creation.
创造以来呢，各个宇宙的各个星球有他们自己特定的轨道，他们在这些轨道上运行。
They can never be too far or too near the sun planet.
不能离太阳星球过远或者过近。
So if there is imbalance, either become too close or become too far, and then we have these extreme temperatures in the planet.
果这个星球它偏移了它的轨道，有一点角度的倾斜的话，那么有的地方就离太阳星球近，有的地方就离的太阳星球过度远，就造成了严寒极度的天气。
Actually, scientists are aware of that, that the fact that they are taking petrol, drilling the petrol out from one place in the planet, bringing it to other places, they are creating an imbalance. They are aware of that. That's why now, every time a well of petrol becomes dry, there's no more petrol coming out, then they fill it with ocean water.
科学家们已经意识到了这一点。由于开采石油造成的混乱，所以每当一个地方石油已经开采完了之后，他们就会把海水注入到同一个地方来保持平衡。
Because they think like in this way they can compensate the weight of the petrol they took out by replacing with sea water.
他们就以为这样呢可以来弥补把石油从地下开采出来造成的失重状态。用海水来填补。
But petrol is not just weight. Petrol is also gas, and gas is very important to help the planet float in the right position.
但是石油它不仅仅是液体，它还有气体。石油对于地球正确的漂浮在太空当中起着重要作用。
Gas is very important. Gas is distributed in many places in the planet so that the planet can float in the second half of the universe.
石油对于地球非常重要，因为石油在地球的各个地方的分布就使得地球可以在这个宇宙的上半部分在那里正常漂浮。
As you remember, as you are aware, when the universes are created, Garbhodakasha Vishnu, the expansion of Mahavishnu, enters into each universe, and then from the water of his own body, he fills up each universe half with water.
众所你们都知道，当至尊主他躺在元婴之阳，从他的毛孔当中散发出无助的宇宙。至尊主又以另外第二个化身，他进入到每个宇宙之中，他躺在那里，用自己的汗液填补了一半的宇宙空间。
This is what is called the Garbhodaka Ocean.
这被称为印诞之阳。
So the universe is half filled with this water.
宇宙它的一半都是由这个水印诞之阳的海水填满的。
And the second half is empty.
而上半部分是空的。
And that's where the planets are floating. In that empty space, that's where all the planets are floating in the space.
所有的星球就漂浮在宇宙的上半部分。
And that in that empty space, there are all the different planets and stars. Everything is floating in that empty space.
在这个上半部分的空间里，就漂浮着所有的星、恒星、行星在那里运行。
And they are all rotating according to a particular orbit. They never move out of that orbit. They move around themselves.And they move around the orbit, and everything goes very smooth, very ordinate, never goes out of that particular position.
所有的星体，它们在自转的同时，也绕着这个宇宙的一个特定的轴在那里运行。所以，所有的星球都是在各自的轨道上井然有序的运行着。
Like we have.And now in space, there is so many aeroplanes flying all the time.
现在在空中呢，总是有很多的飞机在飞行。
Thousands of aeroplanes flying in the sky.
成千上万架飞机同时在天空飞行。
But every aeroplane has to fly in his own trajectory, his own position, his own direction. He cannot change.
每一架飞机有自己特定的航线和航向，不能改变。
Because if they change, they may hit another airplane.
如果一旦他们改变，就会造成撞击。
So they can many planes can fly in the sky, and like over China, many planes going to different cities, and they cross, one's going out, up and go down, and they are crossing each other, but they don't crash because everybody follow is their trajectory.
现在在中国，每天有成千上万架飞机同时的起飞降落，并且在空中，有时候他们就会。彼此能够同时在自己的航线上在运行，这就是因为他们都有自己特殊的这样的一个特定的航线。
Because they follow the directions of the controlling towers. The controlling towers are managing the route, the direction for each airplane. So they give them the exact position, the exact altitude, latitude.So they don't move out of that position. They fly in that area. They don't change.
在地面的调度塔就给每一架飞机都有特定的指令。每架飞机根据调度塔的指令来运行，就在特定的经度和纬度上运行。
So by the arrangement of the Lord, all the planets are floating in the air in space, and they are moving like aeroplanes. They are moving, rotating.And moving around themselves, but always within the same orbit, within the same area, the same route. They never move out of that.
同样的，至尊主按照至尊主的指令，每一个星球也都按照在自己特定的轨道上运行，在自转，同时在公转着。他们永远不会相撞。
Because the Lord makes sure that every planet is in the right position.
主会确保每一个星球都在正确的轨道上运行。
This arrangement is done by Ananta Shesha.
这个安排是由 Ananta Shesha 来安排的。
So, but if demons like Hiranyaksha start extracting.Some wealth from one place to move to another place, like he did with gold, then he can create unbalance in the planet.
恶魔 Hiranyaksha, 他在地在宇宙各处大量的开采黄金，从而使这个各个地方的平衡打破了。
So he create unbalance was so serious.So serious that the planet totally fell out of his orbit and fell inside the Garbhodaka Ocean.
给地球造成的这么大的不平衡，以至于地球就掉到了 Garbhodaksha 印旦之洋。
This was a big disaster.
这对地球来说是巨大的灾难。
So all the demigods were very worried, and then they went to see Lord Brahma. They said, what should be done? The planet Earth is fell in the Garbhodaka Ocean.
半神人们为此感到非常忧心忡忡，他们来到婆罗婆摩跟前，向他询问该怎么解决这个地球掉到印旦之洋的问题。
This demon Hiranyaksha is too powerful. We cannot conquer him. We cannot defeat him.
恶魔 Hiranyaksha 太有力量了，我们打不过他。
Yes, this demon was the first demon that appeared in the material creation.
这是在物质创造当中出现的第一位大恶魔。
Very, very, very powerful.
非常非常有力量。
Much more powerful than the demigods.
比半神人力量强大的多。
But he was a demon.
可他却是恶魔。
He's creating disturbance.
他造成了给宇宙带来了扰乱。
Lord Brahma is the first demigod, but he's a demigod, so he's intelligent, but he uses his intelligence, his power for a good purpose.
婆罗诃摩是第一位半神人，他是第一个，他是最有智慧的半神人。但是他把他的智慧用在一个正确的用途上。
Whereas Hiranyaksha is very powerful, but using this power for wrong purpose.
而恶魔以然亚克沙，他非常有力量，但他把他的力量用在了错误的用途上。
So Lord Brahma was contemplating and was thinking what should be done. How could he request the Lord to come? And the Lord, thinking how the Lord would come this time to deal with this situation.
婆罗诃摩就开始沉思，该如何邀请至尊主来降临，来解决当下的困难呢？
As he was thinking like that, suddenly something came out of his nostril.
他沉思的时候，突然有一个小物件从他的鼻孔当中飞出来。
Like a small creature come out of his nostril and start moving into the sky.
就是一个非常小的生物体从他的鼻孔当中出来，飞到了半空中。
Yeah, he was astonished. What is this creature coming out from my nose?
婆罗诃摩感到很惊讶，这个从我的鼻孔当中飞出来的小生物体是什么？
And then that creature start becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, become gigantic, the gigantic form of a boar in the sky.
与此同时，这个小生物逐渐的越来越大，越来越大，直到它大它布满了整个的这个天空。
And then Lord Brahma could realize that this creature was actually the incarnation of the Supreme Lord.
婆罗诃摩意识到了这个生物就是至尊主的化身。
So he was very amazed.
他感到非常惊讶。
And he saw how this form, the huge, gigantic form of a boar, dove into the ocean, Garbhodaka, in order to find the planet Earth.
他看到了，这个雄猪化身就潜入到海洋里，开始四处寻找地球。
It's interesting why the Lord had assumed this particular form.
主之所以化身为这个形象是非常有意思的。
Why this form? Why not another form?
为什么化身为这个形象而不是其他的形体呢？
But the form of a boar is very appropriate to find things in the water, in filthy areas like the pigs. You know, they can go with their nose inside the water to look for food.And they find things, you know. So they are very expert in doing this type of activity.
我们可以注观察到，猪它会把那个猪鼻子拱到泥里或者水里来寻找它可供享受的食物。所以这个形象也是为了这个特殊的用途。
So he took this form because this form is very appropriate to dive into the water and find what he wants to find.
所以这个形象就适合于来潜入到深到水里来去寻找他想要的事物。
Because nobody had seen that form of the Lord before.
没有人以前曾经见过主的这个形象。
Even in the Vaikuntha planets, the Lord does not have that form.
在外昆塔星球，主也没有这个形象。
All the incarnations of the Lord, they come from Vaikuntha.
主的所有化身都来自 Vaikuntha.
But in Vaikuntha, the Lord does not assume any other form than just Narayana four-arm form.
在 Vaikuntha 星球，主从Narayana 形象从来不会化身为，从来不会显现为其他的形象。
They don't have animal form in the spiritual world. The Lord does not have any animal form there.
灵性世界，主至尊主，他没有动物的形象。
So there is a Vara planet in Vaikuntha. Vara Deva is there in a Vaikuntha planet, but he's a four-armed Narayana.
在 Vaikuntha 星球也有 Varaha 形象，但是是四臂的。
Is Lord Narayana in four arms? So, but when he comes to incarnates in the material world for this purpose of this particular pastime, he takes on the form of a boar.
但是 至尊主为了在物质世界上演这个特殊的逍遥时光，他就化身为这一特殊的形象。
So this is a particularity of the incarnations that appear in the material world. Many of the incarnations that appear in the material world, they have forms that they don't manifest in Vaikuntha.
这就是至尊主他们在物质世界起特殊作用的时候所化身的样子。
So it's very unique. The pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord within the material creation, they are very unique.
所以为了上演逍遥时光，至尊主在物质世界的化身都是独一无二的。
So the material creation also provides to the Lord the facility is also like a stage that the Lord uses to perform pastimes, activities that he does not perform in Vaikuntha.
所以物质世界也好像一个大舞台，至尊主可以在物质世界的舞台上上演他在Vaikuntha星球不曾上演过的逍遥时光。
As you remember, this Hiranyaksha originally was a doorkeeper in Vaikuntha planet.
你们还记得恶魔 Hiranyaksha 他在 Vaikuntha 是看门人。
He and his brother Hiranyakashipu were Jaya and Vijaya in the Vaikuntha planet.
他跟他的兄弟 Hiranyakashipu 是 Vaikuntha 星球的 Jaya Vijaya.
They were the guards of the gates.
是瓦昆德的看门人。
And one time the four Kumaras came to have a darshan of Lord Narayana, and they were prevented to enter by these two guards, Jaya and Vijaya.
有一天，库马尔斯兄弟来到瓦昆德显现主拿拉亚呢，却被这个兄弟俩斋维斋亚阻挡在门外。
Because they had the body of small children, and in Vaikuntha everybody is grown up.No, so where is these children? This is not a place for children. You cannot come in.
因为库马尔斯兄弟是小孩子男孩子的形象，而在瓦昆德都是成年人的形象，所以斋维斋就想这个地方不是那个小孩子的地儿。
They have never seen people with child forms. So they know you cannot come.
他们从来没见过有着小孩子的形象的人来瓦昆德，所以他们说你们不能进去。
So the four Kumaras are great sages, and they felt offended. How come we come here to have darshan of the Lord, and these two persons are preventing us from entering?
库马尔斯兄弟他们就感觉被冒犯了。我们是前来见主哪样哪样样呢？但是为什么？但是这两个人却阻止我们去见主。
This mentality is not the mentality of people in Vaikuntha because they are making distinction. This is good. This is bad. This is qualified. This is not qualified. This type of mentality does not exist in Vaikuntha.
在瓦昆的星球上的人们不应该有这种区分好坏资格没有资格就这种分辨心。
Bad and good does not exist in Vaikuntha.
瓦昆的不存在好孰好孰坏。
So this type of mentality only in the material world.
在物质世界才有这种分辨心。
This duality.
这种二元性。
So,these two Jaya Vijaya should go to the material world.
所以兄弟俩 Jaya Vijaya 应该去物质世界才对。
And the Jaya Vijaya they felt very, very embarrassed, very disturbed, and they understood that these children were actually great sages, so they apologized.
Jaya Vijaya 就觉得突然意识到这兄弟四个原来是伟大的圣人们，所以他们感到非常的不好意思，难为情，他们开始道歉。
So, but meanwhile, Lord Narayana came out.
与此同时呢，主拿拉亚呢从里面出来了。
And he said, "Yeah, you have to be now the great sages curse you. You have to take birth in the material world."
现在你们遭到了库马尔斯兄弟的伟大圣人的诅咒，你们现在就应该去物质世界。
You commit a great offense against these sages, so you have to be punished.
你们冒犯了伟大的圣者们，理应受到惩罚。
So you have a choice: either you take birth as seven lives as my devotees, or you take three lives as demons.
你们可以选择是投生为七世做我的奉献者，还是投生三次做恶魔。
So the Jaya Vijaya was thinking, seven lives is going to be a long time.
Jaya Vijaya 就在那里思忖啊，七生太长了。
So he said, no, we just go for three lives.
啊，那我们只是投生三次吧。
As demons, and we after three lives we come back.
投生三次为恶魔之后，我们就可以回来了。
So Lord Narayana said, yeah, this is a good choice.
主南岸说很好很好，这个选择不错。
Because this is what I wanted. I wanted you to go as demons.
这是我正是我的正中下怀，我就是希望你们投生恶魔。
Because then I can come as an incarnation and I can have a good fight with you.
这样我就可以化身去物世界跟你们好好的打一番。
Because the Lord is, he likes also like human beings also have, particularly male people, they like to have fight.So this is originally comes from the Lord. The Lord also sometimes has, he needs to have a good fight.
人类特别是男性他有这种战斗的精神，所以这种精神也是来自至尊主的。
So the Lord also wanted to have a good fight.
至尊主也有时候想要展示一下他的武士精神。
But in Vaikuntha, there is nobody who can pose as an enemy to have a good fight with him.
但在外昆坦没有人愿意当主的敌人跟主打架。
It cannot have a real fight.
在昆坦不能跟主有一个真正的打斗。
But the material world, they offer that opportunity because in the material world, people can become demons against the Lord, so the Lord can have a real fight again, with them.
但是在物质世界却可以真正的真枪实战的打一番，因为物质世界他们可以有跟主作对的恶魔心态。
So Hiranyaksha, it was his first life in the material world as a demon.
所以Hiranyaksha他第一世就投生于大恶魔。
So the Lord had the opportunity to come and have a good fight with him.
主这样就有一个很好的机会前来与他作战。
So when the Lord found.After searching in the Garbhodaka ocean, he found the planet Earth. He was bringing the planet Earth between his two tusks, you know. And he was flying in the sky to bring the planet Earth to put in his orbit. At that time, Hiranyaksha saw him. He came there, hey, what are you doing?
至尊主他以雄猪化身就在阴难之阳找到了地球，把地球放在他的獠牙上。他生出来准备把地球放回在原初的轨道上的时候，恶魔Hiranyaksha就出来了，跟主挑衅，你在干什么？
So Hiranyaksha had a huge form also like the Lord, and he came there with his big club, you know, big mass, big club, and he said, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Who told you to do this? And he started confronting the Lord.
所以恶魔Hiranyaksha他也有一个巨大的形体可以跟主的形体媲美，所以他这时候就扛着大头棒来到主的面前向主挑战，你在那里做什么？
I say, who are you? It is this huge big form. What kind of pig are you?
你这里有一个巨大的雄猪形象，你是谁？
So the Lord very calmly he put the planet Earth on its right position floating in half of the universe and then faced the demon.
主很平静地把地球放回它原初的轨道上，然后转过身开始正面的与恶魔对决。
So they had a very good fight for long time.
所以他们很好的打了很长很长时间。
There is a description. Later on, we encounter that description of the pastime of fighting. It's really very beautiful.
在以后的篇章当中呢，我们会涉及到就是这个非常优美的描述。
So the Lord was was really very pleased by fighting with his devotee now in the form of a demon.
所以主现在就跟这以恶魔形象出现的他的奉献者有一个很好的开始施展，他感到非常心满意足。
So the Lord was very pleased to have that fight. And he could have killed him, but he was giving him a chance to fight and fight again. So they were fighting very bravely for a long, long time.
他本可以一下子就结果了这个大恶魔，但是他对于这整个的过程都津津乐道，都打得不亦乐乎。
But then, seeing that the demigods and Lord Brahma, they were in great anxiety. They did not know what will be the outcome of this fighting, so they were in great anxiety. So that the Lord, with his hands, he killed Hiranyaksha.
但是至尊主意识到了，你婆罗诃摩为首的半神就在那里不知所措，不知道这场战斗最终结果如何，而忧心忡忡的时候，主就亲手杀死了大恶魔。
So he killed him, and then he pierced his body. He pierced his body with his tusk.
他将那恶魔亲手杀死之后，用獠牙刺穿了恶魔身体。
So all this was done as a great pleasure. The Lord did that all that with great pleasure.
所有这些过程，至尊主都是不亦乐乎的在那里进行的。
Because even if they are real demons, the Lord likes to kill them, and when he kills them, he gives them liberation.
即便是真正的恶魔，主也喜欢杀了他们，给他们解脱。
Because he's pleased with their fight.
因为至尊主对恶魔与他自己的打架感到很满意。
So in the next life, Hiranyaksha is going to appear again in another demon form.
在下一世 ，Hiranyaksha 就以另外一个恶魔形象来又重新相遇了。
He will appear as the brother of Ravana.
他显现为 Ravana 食手魔的。兄弟
Kumbhakarna. And then the third life, they would come as Dantavraka.
第三世他投生为 Dantavakra.
Dantavakra was the friend, I don't know, I think was a friend of Shishupal. Shishupal was Hiranyakashipu.
我想 Dantavakra 他是Hiranyakashipu 他的第三世。
No,
Shishupal 的 兄弟。
Hiranyakashipu was Shishupal and Hiranyaksha became Dantavakra.
那 Hiranyakashipu 他就投生为 Shishupal, 而 Hiranyaksha 投生为 Dantavakra.
And both they were killed by the Lord Krishna.
这两个恶魔都由至尊主 Krishna 所杀。
Ravana and his brother, they were killed by Lord Rama.
Ravana 和他的兄弟被主至尊主 Rama 所杀。
And then because they performed so nice as demons and they gave so much pleasure to the Lord, they had a special bonus, they got a very special privilege. A special reward.
因为这个恶魔兄弟俩。跟至尊主打架，取悦了至尊主，所以他们就得到了特殊的报答。
So they were given opportunity to take birth again.
他们被给予机会再度投生。
But then in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Jagai and Madai.
这次是他加入了至尊主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的消时光，投生为 Jagai Madai.
Because in this way they could have.Opportunity to know and to enter in the pastimes of the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan.
这一次呢，他们就借此机会能够进入到至尊主在 Goloka Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
They could understand and realize the beauty and the beautiful pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan.
他们能够理解觉悟到至尊主在温达文的美丽的逍遥。
So that was a reward. That fourth life was a reward given to these demons for their good behavior as demons and having a good fight with the Lord.
So this 第四世的投生是作为他们前三世作为大恶魔跟主打架所取悦主而得到的回报。
But here is their first appearance, Hiranyaksha.
他们的第一次投生就是 Hiranyaksha.
Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varahadev.
大恶魔 Hiranyaksha 由至尊主 Varahadev 熊柱化身所杀。
And the devotees enjoy seeing this pastime of the Lord.
奉献者们对于见到主的这一逍遥时光非常的欣喜万分。
And we also enjoy reading about this, hearing these pastimes of the Lord.
我们也非常喜欢以及聆听主的这段逍遥。
So these pastimes of the Lord, even if it comes in an unusual form like a boar, and fights demons, kills demons in a very special way,All these pastimes of the Lord are very, 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 very wonderful.
那即便是他们至尊主是以动物的形象化身为物质世界，仍然能够非常很好的取悦主的奉献者们。
And the next verse that Srila Prabhupada does not describe much about this particular incarnation of the Lord, Suyagya.
在下一个诗节。圣帕帕德对于至尊主他显现为化身为苏亚格亚这个化身并没有描述过多。
It's the Lord appeared in a form, in this form as the son of one of the Prajapatis, one of the first sons of Lord Brahma.
在这个化身当中，至尊主他显现为婆罗诃摩的其中一个儿子的儿子。
And in a womb of his.And the womb of his wife, he procreated many demigods.
在他的妻子的子宫当中，他生下了很多半神人。
So yeah, in the womb of his wife Dakshina.
在他的妻子 Dakshina 子宫。
Suyagya at one time he took the position of Lord Indra.
Suyagya 曾一度他担当了天帝 Indra 的职位。
But there is no much in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no much description about this particular incarnation of the Lord.
但在整部圣简博迦瓦坛当中，对于至尊主的这一化身并没有做过多的描述。
It's mentioned here and there, some other places, but no much details.
在其他的地方也略有提及，但并没有详细的加以描述。
But one interesting thing is that he mentions the father name, the name of his village where he appeared, and it's very interesting. Sometimes, oftentimes, the incarnation are mentioned with great detail what would be their parents, in each place, which place they will appear, everything very detailed.
但是提到了他的父亲的名字以及他显现的村庄，所以至尊主的化身，他们的父亲的名字以及他们显现的地点和他们的或者是村庄都有详细的记述。
Like Kalki is supposed to appear in the end of this Kali Yuga, means after 427,000 years.
比如说。主 Kalki 他就将在42万7000年之后显现。
It's already described, where he's going to appear, what will be the name of his father and mother, everything is already described.
所以这里已经就提前预言了他的父母的名字以及他诞生的村庄。
So the all the incarnations of the Lord, they are described in the scriptures. It's not nobody can just pretend he's an incarnation.Of the Lord, because they are all described in the scriptures with great details.
经典当中都详细的记载了主所有化身的细节信息，没有人胆敢声称自己是主的化身，而没有经典的记载。
So we stop here.
那今天我们就讲到这里。
And if any question or comment,
我们看一下有什么评论或者问题。Sati, 问题，八个瓦提的问题。顶拜敬爱的阿叔，感谢您的精彩讲课，请问如何才能更好的学习圣典博迦瓦坛？非常感谢。Obeisance, dear 阿叔， thank you for your wonderful lecture. My question is, how can I learn Srimad Bhagavatam better? Thank you.
We have to hear from bona fide sources.
We have to hear, we have to
read from Srila Prabhupada's books.
And we have
to read Bhagavatam or hear Bhagavatam with the right attitude.
而且必须要以正确的心态来阅读聆听圣典摩迦瓦坛。
Means before reading Bhagavatam, you should offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada.
就是在聆听阅读之前，我们应该向圣帕帕德顶礼。
As far as possible, you should be clean.
而尽可能的保持自己处在清洁的状态下。
And keep always Srimad Bhagavatam in a very respectful place.
总是将圣典博迦瓦坛放在一个有令人尊敬的地方。
Very clean place.
非常洁净的地方。
We don't put the Bhagavatam any place like that.
不能随意的将随手放在任何地方。
Because Srimad Bhagavatam is none different from the Lord.
圣典博迦瓦坛跟至尊主没有区别。
So, attitude is very important.
心态至关重要。
And read, and if something, and if you don't understand something, don't reject just because you don't understand or it seems too far out, something that blows your mind, that is against what we have understood, don't deny the authority of Bhagavatam.
如果圣典博迦瓦坛当中的一些记载或者内容很难以理解，或者是远远超出了我们的思维范畴之外，也不要将圣典博迦瓦坛一概的排斥或者是拒绝。
So you may not understand.
即便不理解。
But you should accept.
但应该是接受，以接纳的心态。
And with this attitude, gradually, the Bhagavatam reveals to us.
以这种心态，逐渐的圣典博迦瓦坛就揭示给我们。
Because we cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna reveals the Bhagavatam to us. It's not just by reading.
因为不是仅仅靠阅读书本知识就能理解的，这是至尊主揭示给读者的。
That's why we read sometimes many things we don't understand, and later on we read, it becomes more understandable, more clear.
因为当我们阅读的时候，这些内容就随着我们逐步的阅读，这些内容就越来越清晰地展示给我们。
And pray to Srila Prabhupada to help you to understand better.
向圣帕巴德祈祷，能够更好的能帮助我们理解。
So it's mostly a question of attitude.
所以这是主要是一个态度问题。
Very respectful, very devotional attitude towards Srimad Bhagavatam, understanding that he's none different from the deity of the Lord.
对圣典博迦瓦坛怀着恭恭敬敬的心态，要知道他跟至尊主的神像没有区别。
And in this way, the Bhagavatam gradually reveals itself to us.
以这种方法，圣典博迦瓦坛逐步的就揭示给我们。
Okay, next question.
Hare Krishna, 顶拜老师。 Arivamsa, 地球掉进圣印旦之洋，那地球上的人知道吗？还是地球掉进印旦之洋时，地球生物感受的是灾难，并不知道地球已经掉进印旦之洋，是不是世界各地的贸易往来都不利于地球的正常运转？ The first question, obeisance, when the Earth fell into Garbled Dark Ocean, the residents of the Earth, did they know that? Or if when the Earth fell in the Garbled Dark Ocean, the living entity on the Earth feel only disaster. They didn't know that the Earth has already fell in the Garbled Dark Ocean.
Well, when they fell, they were floated.
Floated
in the water. Float.
Yes, they didn't die.
They died. If they float in the water, they die.
Okay. 那当地球掉进印南之洋的时候，那个地球人们死了，就飘在水里。
Like in the end, every millennium there is a partial devastation.And the whole planet becomes flooded with devastating waters. Everybody dies.
就像在部分毁灭宇宙部分毁灭的时候呢，所有星球它们飘在印旦之洋，所有生物它都已经死去了。
But then when this order is reestablished, they take birth again.
当所有的秩序又重新恢复之后呢？他们再度投生。
Because the soul never dies, it's just a change of body.
灵魂永远不死，只是改变躯体。
So when the Lord rescued the planet Earth, all these living entities, they were given opportunity to take birth again.
当至尊主把地球重新救出来之后，所有生物又再度投生。
Next question.
现代社会没有石油，根本无法运转。按这个发展状态，稳定或已经失衡了。是不是允许有个开采的？是不是允许有个开采的度的问题？The modern society, the society cannot run without oil. So in the present situation, the Earth must have already lost its balance. Is it that we can drill the oil in a certain extent, to a certain extent?
Yeah, we could take it to a certain extent, but not exploit the way we are doing.
是的，可以是有个开采的度，但不是以我们现在的方式在那里剥削。
We can use the resources of this planet for our well-being. The resources are there for our well-being in this world, but to exploit those resources, that's very sinful.
我们可以在这个世界上生存的时候，为了我们自己的福祉。利用这物质资源，但是不能是以剥削的心态。
In Vedic culture, people live very nicely.
在伟达的文明当中，人们很好的生活。
And they didn't have any engines running on petrol.
他们没有就是在利用石油来运转的机器。
It's an illusion to think that civilization can only move if we have petrol.
认为我们当代
is a mistake.
认为当代文明只有依靠石油才能继续运转下去，这是一个幻象，也是个错误。
This is the mistake we have created.
This is 人类的创造的错误。
We depend now so many on these mechanicals and petrol things, and you are creating a big disturbance in the planet. So the result.We see the value of something by the result. The result is becoming a catastrophe. So much pollution and global warming and so many problems in the planet. because of the misuse of these resources. So it shows that the way he was using these resources is improper, is sinful.
那么当代呢，已经他们创造了这么多机械化的装置，都是依靠石油来运转的。我们可以依有一句谚语是说，如果可以，人们可以依赖一件事物的结果来判断这个事物的好坏。那么从我们现在这当前的状况来看，现在有很多的灾难，全球变暖，
嗯，
这样就说明我们对这个石油的是误用的，这方法是不对的。
嗯 ，we have so yeah, we may think that we have so many facilities to move around, to travel here and there, because of this modern progress. But human beings are not becoming happier.
我们以为啊，当代文明在进步，我们有这么多的便利条件，可以到处的旅游，但是人们并不快乐。
So we see a progressive human society when human beings are peaceful and happy.
我们可以通过人们是否平和快乐来判断人类是否在进步。
We don't measure progress by how many cars we have on the roads, how many machines we have invented, how many aeroplanes fly in the sky. That's not the way of measuring civilization. Civilization is measured by how much happy are the citizens in the countries, the human beings and other creatures.
我们不能依赖在道马路上跑着多少辆车，有多少架飞机在天上飞，发明多少机械装置来判断文明的进展，而应该看人类他们内心是否平和快乐，而其他的生物体他们是否平和快乐。
嗯。If human beings would be happier, then it would be a good reason. It would be okay. It's done in a proper way. But they are not happier. So it means all this progress is artificial.
如果人类他们变得更加快乐了，那可以断定，那这个是正确的。但是结果他们变得越来越不快乐，就证明他这是人为的，是虚假的。
嗯。Okay. That's all.
That's all.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
感谢大家。
A special thank you to Guru Mani and Sachi Matajis for allowing us to have this nice association.
那也非常感谢 Sachi Mataji 组织。
Guru Mani.
还有翻译。
Guru Mani.
Guru Mani.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada.Shilapapada ki jai, Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, yari 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 yari.
我们感谢阿叔 Krishna Baldev 给我们带来精彩的博加瓦坦早课，也感谢大家的问题和专注的聆听。今天的瓦昆的知音早课部分就到这里结束了，祝大家有一个 Krishna 直觉的一天。 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.